Today's Gemara is Yuma Daf Hey, and we're going to discuss the halacha of smicha, smicha on a carbon, leaning on a carbon, which comes up on today's daf. The Gemara starts off the daf trying to find a nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. Why one of them says regarding the lists of the avodos in the miluim, kalakasef bohen ma'akev bohen. One says whatever is written in the miluim is ma'akev. Right, if you don't do any part of what's written in the miluim, then the avoda is not considered done. And the other says no, only the parts of the miluim that are ma'akev ledoros are ma'akev in the miluim. And if it's not ma'akev ledoros, it's not ma'akev in the miluim either. So l'may nafkamina, which avoda in quotes is included? So the Gemara has a couple of suggestions. The Gemara first says smicha, and then the Gemara says tenufa, and then the Gemara says prishas shiva. So a couple of suggestions are given. So let's focus on the first one. Am Rav Yosef smicha yigibinayu. The Rav Yosef says smicha is the nafkamina, leaning on an animal. Lamanda amar kalakasa behen ma'akev behen. According to the one who says that whatever is written in the miluim is ma'akev, so smicha ma'akva. Since smicha is ma'akev because it's written in the miluim. Lamanda amar darish ein ma'akev ledoros ein ma'akev behen. According to the one who says whatever is not ma'akev in future generations won't be ma'akev during miluim. So smicha lo ma'akva. So smicha wouldn't be ma'akev because smicha is not ma'akev ledoros. How do you know that? Ulodoros minolan delo ma'akva. How do we know that smicha is not ma'akev ledoros? Detanya, because the Brisa says regarding smicha, v'samach v'nirtza. V'chi smicha, it says you do smicha, and then you will have a kaparas. The question is it really true? Do you need the smicha for kapara? V'chi smicha mechaperes v'halo ein kapara ela bedam. Shnemar ki bedam hu benefesh yechaper. The avodas hadam is what brings kapara. Umata malomar v'samach v'nirtza. So why does he give the impression in the first parak of Vayikra that smicha brings kapara? Shim asa l'smicha shiyare mitzvah ma'al ela v'kasav kilo lo kiper v'kiper. If you didn't do smicha, you're missing something. You might have thought that you don't get kapara. Kamashlan, you do get kapara, but you shouldn't treat it as shiyare mitzvah. You shouldn't treat it as something that's not really important, not really significant. It's ki'ilu, you didn't get kapara, even though you really get kaparas. That's the importance of smicha, l'chadchila, but of course it is not ma'akev, as was just said. Why would I have thought it would be ma'akev? It says to do smicha. So, you know, the rule in Kodshim is anything that's shana hakasav la'akev, anything that is repeated, so then it makes it ma'akev. Smicha is mentioned a number of times in the psukim regarding karbanas, and maybe that's why I would have thought it would be ma'akev. So, kamash balan, it is not. It's brought down b'shem the Mikdash David, or David Rappaport, that interesting, if it would be ma'akev, so then he asks, how would you ever be chayiv for shchutei chutz? Because if I don't do smicha, so then the karban is not ro'i lifnim. I'm only chayiv shchutei chutz if the animal should be brought bifnim, and it's not, so that's why I'm chayiv for shchutei chutz. But if there's another problem and the animal is not ro'i likar bifnim anyway, so then I wouldn't be chayiv for shchutei chutz. So if I say that smicha would be ma'akev and I don't do smicha on the karban outside, so why would I ever be chayiv for shchutei chutz? Unless you have to say, Tzorach Lomar, he says, that even the Havamina, that smicha would be ma'akev, doesn't mean that it would passel the karban. It would be a psul in the avoda. The avoda wouldn't have been done properly, but the karban itself would be a karban hara'ui, and therefore you would still be chayef for shchutei chutz, even though you'd be missing an essential part of the avoda. Okay, so this is all where it comes up here. So now let's learn all about smicha. So the Rambam talks about this in Parakim of Maizah Karbanas. He quotes all the halachas. Right? Basically, what we're going to do today is go through a Rambam and go through a Minchas Chinuch. That's the shiur just to learn about smicha. So the Rambam tells us in Maizah Karbanas, Parak Gimel. Starting with, he's talking about Olos Gayim. And then the Rambam tells us that the end of the halacha of Olos Gayim and Halacha Hay, that a smicha is not needed by a carbon of a goy. Shein smicha ela bi Yisrael ba'anasha v'lo b'nashim. Smicha is only by Jews. So once he talks about that, so now he gets into the general din. Kol karbanas behema. Sheyakrav ha'yachid. Any carbon yachid. Bein chova bein nedava. Chova nedava. It could be an ola. It could be a chatas. It could be a shlamim somech alehen kishen chayim. I do smicha, meaning a person leans with both of his hands on top of the animal while the animal's alive. Chutz min habachar v'maisa v'pesach shemar v'samach yado al rosh karbono. He shall lean his hand on the head of the karbon. Mipi eshmu alamdu shekal karbon v'mashma chutz v'pesach u'bachar u'maiser. Besides those three exceptions, otherwise all karbonos yachid have smicha. Ha'ofe notar smicha. Only behemoths, not ophos. Ophos don't get smicha. Maybe it's because it's harder to do smicha on a bird. But either way, that is the halacha. V'chein kol hama'os shedinim sheiblu l'teva shom nadava shekvar bi'aron v'yachoshkalam shekulan yavi olos ein bal osan amos somech alosa ola. If the carbon is coming through money that was left over, so then also. But otherwise, a regular carbon yachag or tzibur, that gives there's a chiyuv of smicha. Hakol somchin, the Rambam continues, chutz v'cheresh od v'katan v'eved v'isha v'suma v'nachri. Everyone does smicha except for these individuals. Chereshot v'katan, lav bardas, eved isha, right? Those are excluded based on a pasuk, b'nei Yisrael v'bnos Yisrael, and eved is dumi de isha. V'suma, also excluded based on a pasuk, v'nachri. V'eina shliach somech. Interesting halacha. Usually we have the principle of shlucho shel adam kamoso. All of a sudden we have smicha of an animal cannot be done through a shliach. Shein smicha ela b'baylam, shenemar v'samach yado, lo ayidei ishto, v'lo yad avdo, v'lo yad shlucho. There's something very personal about smicha, about the bala karban, putting his hands on the animal. And again, why would you say smicha doesn't work? It must be it's a mitzvah shebegufo. It's a halacha shebegufo that a person himself has to do the smicha. Maybe it relates to the Ramban, relating to the transference to the animal. Remember the Ramban in the ninth pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, where he argues on the Rambam who emphasizes the anti-avodah zarah elements of karbanos, at least there in the Mor Nevuchim, and the Ramban does not like that. He's very upset. Elahim divrei, hineim divrei havai. Yirapu shever gadol v'kushi rabba ala nikle. V'akasav omer, ki heim lechem ishe l'reach l'choach. V'gam ki lefi shtusosom shal mitzriyim lotes rabba machlasa mizeh. It continues, he says, no, karbanos are something positive. And he continues, v'inei noach mitzeso menateva, im shloshes banav ein ba'olam kasti o mitzri, hikrif karban. There's no guy in the world. And Noach is giving karbanos. How can you say it's anti-avodah zarah? V'yeteh b'ini Hashem, v'amar bo v'yarach bar Hashem esriach en ichoach. V'hevel hevu gam humi b'choros sono michal v'hen. V'yisha Hashem al hevel v'l minchaso. V'lo yihoya adayin b'olam shemetz avodah zarah klal. U'bilam amar, es shivas amizbechos arachti v'apar v'ayal v'mizbeach. V'ein daito ato l'shlo mimenu emunos ra'os. V'lo nestava b'kach. Bilam had no interest at that moment to deny any avodah zarah thoughts. He was just trying to bring something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avalasa kein lekarva elho elokim kadesh yachol olaf hadibur. The chalila shalo yivam shum to elas veratzon rak shololos lavodas gelila midas hashotim. Says the Ramban, I'm very upset. I don't think that's all that avodah that karbanos are. V'yoser roy l'shmo hatam. Better is to listen to the reason that is mentioned. Ki ba'avur shemasev ne'adam nigmar b'machshava u'bedibur b'maisa tziv Hashem. Ki kasher yechtev yavi karban. Yismoch yadav alav kineged ha'maisa. A person puts his hands on the karban kineged the act that was done. V'yisvadev b'fiv kineged ha'dibur, and he does vidu, which we'll get to soon. Be'ezus Hashem. V'yisra pa'ish ha'kerev ha'klayu sheim klei machshava v'taiva. V'akra'ayim kineged yadav ar'glav shal adam. Osim kol melchamto. The Yisroel Kadam on the Mizvech Negedamo Benafsho. He does the Zrikas Adam. Kedeshi Yachshov Adam Ba'asosa Kol Eila. So a person thinks when all of these avodos are done to the animal. Kichata Leloka Bugufo Benafsho. The Ra'uilo She Yishafech Damo. The Yisarev Gufo. Lule Chesed Abori Shalaka Menu Tmura. The Chiper Akarban Azeshi Damo Tachas Damo. Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Wow. The Rashi Yivarev Akarban Kedeged Rashi Yivarev. Right, it's all transference. The animal takes the place of the person. So maybe that requires some type of personal element, and that's why smicha cannot be done through a shliach. Again, that's a big sugya in shlichus and in smicha, but that's halacha ches. Halacha test, the Rambam continues. What if you have partners on a karban? The Rambam shita is, chamisha sheviyu zevach echad kulan, somchin alav ze achar ze. One after another, they do smicha. Lo shi yisvachu kulam v'vasachas. not that they all do smicha at once, right? The Radvaz says, Yadoksiv velo yadam. Dahakabi v'samchu zeknei ha'eda yidehem ksiv. Aval hacha yado mashma yado velo yadam. That's why Shutzen do it one after another. The chulu ein smicha b'karben asibra chutz mishtei smichas. Smicha is usually only by karben yachid. The Mishnah tells us in Menachas, by a karben sibur, there are two exceptions. Two karben sibers get smicha. Maybe because they're ki'ilu karben yachids. Al seira mishtalayach. The Alpar Helam Davar Shlosha Min Sanhedrin Somchen Aleha. Three members of the Sanhedrin come out. V'davarze Halacha Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu Shein Betzibur Ela Shtei Smichos. So Smicha is only done by Karben Yachid with two exceptions, two Karben Sibers. Ein Somchen Ela Ba'azara. Smicha is only done in the Azara, at least the Smicha of the animal. Samach Chutz La'Azara V'Chozer V'Somach B'Fnim. If you did it outside, you do it inside. But if the Imbala Karben Omid B'Chutz, if the Bala Karben is the outside of the Azara, he sticks his hand in to the animal that's inside the Azara, that's Kasher, as long as it's done B'Chol Kochos. That's where and how. The Rambam continues, U'B'Makom Shesomchin Shochtin. V'Tekef L'Smicha Shchita. The Gemara in Brachas Membeis, one of the four Tekefs. So one of them is right here. Right after Smicha, Shchita is done. V'Akam Shomchen Shochtin, V'Tekef L'Smicha Shchita, V'Mshacha V'Makam Acher. O Sheshah Shchita Zakshira. That's only a Din L'Chadchila. V'Shachted in a different place or I delayed, the Shchita is still Kasher. And then he quotes our Gemara, V'Smicha Shiari Mitzvahi, L'Fichach, Imlo Psamach, Kiper. V'Einam Akeves, V'Af Alpikein, Ma'alin Alav, Kilo Kiper. It's something that one should take seriously and one should treat as part of the avoda. But if one didn't, so one still it gets the kapar. Okay, so how do we do smicha? So the Rambam now says, "V'tzarach ha'somech l'smoch b'chol kocha b'shtei yadav." The Rambam says before. Remember, this is before the dalat avodas adam. Shchita halacha kabbalah zrika. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. So right before the shchita, a person, the bialim, takes his hands, he leans on the carbon, whether the bialim is going to do the shchita or a kohen is going to do the shchita. But the smicha has to be done by the bialim. B'chol kocho b'shtei yadav al rosh ha-behema. With two hands on the head of the behema. Shenemar al rosh ha-ola. Lo al tzavar, not on the neck. V'lo al tzadin, not on the sides of the head. V'lo yadav ha-chotzeitz ben yadav ha-vein behema. There can't be chatzitza. Another din of chatzitza, another area of halacha where chatzitza plays a role. There can't be chatzitza between the hands and the animal. The ketzat somich, imhaya karban kachi kachim, mamido bitzafon upanav lamayrav. Right, if it's kachi kachim, which has to be shechted in the north side of the azara, so you put the animal in the north side of the azara, facing west. Vasomich omeid bamizrach upanav lamayrav, and the somich is also facing west. Omeid, he stands on the east side of the animal. Umeiniach shtei yada beishtei karnav. Umisvade, here's another aspect. Smicha goes along with saying something. Vidui on karbanas of chait. Umisvada al chatas avon chatas. Vial asham avon asham. Vial ola misvada avon asev avon losa sechinita glase. We know an ola is machaper for assays and lavanita glases. So you do all of those viduis on this karbanas. We're missing one. We'll see in a second. Kesem misvada omer chatas yavisi peshati viasizi kach vachach vachazarti b'tshuva lefanecha vizu kaparasi. It's a big discussion of Salvechik has in Ala Tshuva, and we've discussed this. This type of this vidui is compared to the vidui in Hichlas Tshuva. This is missing certain elements, right? This doesn't have any, or does it? Kabbalah ala Asid, it has Charata ala Avar, or it at least has Haskaras Achet. Does it have Charata ala Avar? Feeling bad is not mentioned. Might be included, but this is the Rambam. Zu Kaparasi. But then the Rambam adds, what about Karban Shlamim? Shlamim is a yachid, carbon yachid, and yet there's no chait that could be mentioned. Hayakarbon shlamim, somim b'chol makam sheyirtze. Min ha'azara b'bakam shchita, anywhere in the azara, because it could be shechted anywhere in the azara. The yireli, and then the Rambam says, yireli, she'eno misvada al hashlamim aval omer divrei shevach. You still say divrei shevach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You can't do any, can't have any vidui. The Radvaz says, Ikal Medak, Kivan Chena Shlamin Boim Al Chait, Pshita, Mayis Vade. What's the Rambam's Chiddush? I think you don't do Vidui on a Shlamin, but rather Devei Shevach. Of course you don't do Vidui on a Shlamin. There's nothing to do Vidui for. So why would you do Vidui? Vye Shlomar says the Radvaz, maybe we could always do Vidui. The Salkadai the Chamina, Yisvada Al Derech Mashamar Eov, Ulai Chatu Bini. Kind of like a Ashim Talui. Kamash Malan, Dein Tzarech Lehizvados Ala Omer Devei Shevach. V'yal Tit'e B'Divra Rabbeinu, Lomar She'asur Lehizvados Ala Shlamim, Da'halavai She'yizvade Ha'adam Ala Safek, V'yal Hirhur Halev, U'ri'iyas Ha'ayin Kalayam Kulo. You can do vidui. The Rambam is just saying you don't have to. Ela kavanas lo marshino tzarich lizvados kamal shar karbanos viafilu al ashem talui misvade. Omer ala chaticha she'achalti ha'isa shochele b'shoge ima chaticha she'achalti ha'isa shochele b'shoge. You do a vidui al tnai. But here you don't have to do that, and therefore you can just do a shevach. So this is the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Karbanos in Perek Gimel. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam did mention along the way the peturim of smicha. The Beturei Smicha, right, including Isha, right, including Isha. She's on the list of those who do not have to do Smicha. What if she wants to? What if she wants to? Right, women generally are allowed to do mitzvahs on grama. Major machlok as whether they can make a bracha on his man grama. What if they want to? So the Minchas Chinuch in the first mitzvah about karbanos. That's where he talks about all the Smicha issues. Kuf Tezvav, beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the Minchas Chinuch discusses maybe an Isha is not allowed to do smicha. Why? Because there's a downside, there's a risk factor. There's an Isser of Avodah B'Kadshim. So if somebody leans on a karban, so then that could be an Isser of Avodah B'Kadshim, and therefore one shouldn't, an Isha shouldn't. V'chol hani debetur mismicha asurim l'smoch v'over malav da Avodah B'Kadshim. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says at first. But then he says, what about the Manda Amar of Nashim Somchos Rishus? That is a machlokas in the Gemara. So maybe that just means a kufei ba'alma. It doesn't mean that it's really b'chol kocho, right? Would they get malchus? Would a woman get malchus because of the Isra of Avodah B'Kadshim? So that's a question the Minchas Chinuch has in Os Vav. He says, maybe not. Maybe not. Because after all, smicha is mutter for a man. Right, so once there's an Isra of Avodah B'Kadshim, and then there's a heter for a man, and now we say that the woman is not included in that heter, so does that go back to the original Isra, what's called a Hadre Li Isura Kama, right, Tosas and Beitza Daf Yud Beis, right, is that what happens, or no, there was a heter to do smicha, and therefore the original Isra doesn't apply anymore. Once there's a limitation to that heter, it still is a separate and dependent Isra. It doesn't mean that it goes back to the original Isra of Avodah B'Kadshim. That's his suffix. He named Isha Samchem Malkin Osami Labdalo Savar, Eno Barur Savod Bibchar, Eno Barur the Efshar, the Kivan Shatara Hitira Beferish Kanavod Bekachim, the Imut Nashim Mibene Yisrael Samchem Velobros Yisrael, after the Lohadri Lisurakama. So he says, Inyan Ahadri Hu Inyan Iyun Amok. It's a big sugya. The Minchas Chinuch says the big sugya. So that's his suffix. The Mahus Adin, there are a number of hakiris regarding smicha, and then we'll get back to the Minchas Chinuch. The Savras Paneach wonders how much is it a mifsa bifne atzma, how much is it as a heksher karbon, which relates to the issue of tekef, we said before. Tekef l'smicha shchita. Is that a din in smicha, or is that a din in shchita? The smicha must precede the shchita, or the shchita must follow the smicha? That's a question. Which one is it defining for the smicha or the shchita? Okay, but even the Minchas Chinuch here classically asks a number of questions and hakiros that this is why he wrote his sefer. Number one, in Osei, tumtum v'androgynous, suffik ish, suffik isha. We're not going to get into all the different days about them, but he says if you hold their suffik isha, then they can't do smicha. Why? Sfeika d'araisa l'chumra, right? That might be an issur of Avodah B'Kadshim if they're not mechuyav. And therefore, sfeika d'araisa. So he says, because of that, because they can't do smicha, so mistama, he says, it's better for them not to be nodev or nodev. Because every time they're nodev or nodev, they're not going to do smicha because sfeika d'araisa, but maybe it's an animal that requires smicha. Maybe they are a zachar, and therefore you're being mevatel the mitzvah of smicha. So maybe it's not appropriate for them to ever give a neder and a dava, unless you say, because the halacha says that they're not allowed to do smicha, so then memela, that's kind of a hafkas achiyuv. And therefore, there would be no problem for them to be noder v'nodev. One issue. Next, what about a katan? So suggest the Minchas Chinuch, maybe a katan is pater from Mokala Mitzvahs, but maybe not. Maybe al tzchinuch. That would be doche, the Avodah B'Kadshim. Ach katan nirali dim higia lechinuch mitzvah lechancho v'litin lo lismoch. Ach shehi aveira avodah b'kadshim. Because look at Tosfos. Hachanami, b'kadosh higia lechinuch mitzvah lechancho lismoch. after Yeshitos Tzurakala Av Mitzvahs Chinuch. This also relates to the Mitzvah of Chinuch. Is it on the father? Is it on the son? So even if it's on the father, maybe I can still say that the son would be able to do smicha. Then he talks about Yoresh, which the Gemara mentions. What about a Yoresh? The Gemara says Yoresh is Somech. So he wonders, is that only a Yoresh for someone who had to do smicha? What if a son yarshins his mother's karbon? So the mother did not have to do smicha, but now he's a man. So do we say that it's a din in the it's a karbon? It's a karbon that required smicha, and therefore the woman could, the son can. Or do we say the Menachas Chinuch asks, maybe he only yarshins the zchuyos that the morish had? Hadi yorish somech efshar dafka she yorish a karbon me oso shaya ben smicha kol me aviv o mishar yarshin avalim yorish me imo shelo haisa bas smicha o misuma. The chadome imkin a carbon as alone as chayvus micha klal was never chayvus micha efshar dina yoris somich the lo yoris chus shalohaya etzal marisho ach mipshalak moshen mash with the somich bechol inyan. It sounds like you'd be somich right away. The sifasemes, he has a similar type of question. What if a goy is mafresh a carbon and then he converts? So originally there was no chayvus smicha, and now there is. Now there is. Okay, the Minchas Chinuch points out that Rashi and Erev and Daf Nun seems to say there's a bracha on smicha. The Rambam never quotes a bracha. Jesus said there's a bracha on smicha. In the case of Safa, you would make the bracha. Mashma, that normally you would make the bracha. And one final discussion brought up by the Menachas Chinuch, and he says, this is one of my favorite topics. What if the Rabbanan told you not to do smicha, and then you did it? Would you get Malkus for Avodah B'Kachim, because the Rabbanan can't change the Daraisa categories, and therefore you would not get, you're not violate, because you should do it Daraisa, or do we say no? The Rabbanan have the power to even change the Daraisa categories. And he says, and this is what I've spoken about many times. Yeah, we mentioned that back years ago in the Mitzvah Shirim when we had discussions of Sefer Mitzvahs, but that is the something that comes up all the time. The Rabbanan is against Daraisas, Kuf Tezvav, Kuf Nun Beis, Kuf Pei Zayin, Reish Yud Zayin, right? Many Mitzvahs where he talks about this. Okay, we'll stop here. Halacha of Smicha on a Karban.